Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are with us in person and those of you who are joining us online. I'm wearing a mask this morning because I'm feeling pretty crummy and I don't want to spread any germs your way, especially in time for Christmas. And so I'm not going to greet after worship, although I do want to hug you. And Isabel is going to serve the bread with communion this morning. So just wanted to let you know that's why things will be a little bit different. A couple things going on this week. Men's group is meeting tomorrow night at 6:30. No, they're not? Okay. No meeting tomorrow night at 6:30. Tuesday evening is our Christmas candlelight service at 9 o'clock. The Handels are going to be performing several songs that will begin about 8:55 or so. We hope that you can join us for that. I'm going to be taking some time off after Christmas, essentially the 25th through the 4th, although I will be here on the 19th to lead worship. But if you have any pastoral care emergencies in that time, please reach out to our council presidents. I'm really excited to announce that in 2 weeks, we are starting a new Sunday school class. We're going to be looking at how the different seasons in the church calendar connect to our life experiences, exploring some of the clips in the movie Simon Birch. Pastor Jennifer is graciously offering this class for us, and I think it's going to be really lovely. So please make plans to attend that. It'll be through January and February before Lent begins. This week, we have been doing a few things to get ready for Christmas, and Greg Kepley actually polished our Paschal candle stand. I think it looks brand new. I've never seen it so shiny. But it did take about 4 hours. And so if you, for any reason, are in our worship space and touch any of our brass worship things, please, please, please use gloves. The oils and things on our fingers can tarnish it. Usually the altar guild should be the only ones that need to move things, like the Paschal candle, the altar candles. But if you touch it for some reason, please use gloves. The holly leaf that went out on Thursday will be the holly leaf for next week as well. We're not going to send a new one out this week. So look for the next holly leaf on January 2nd. We have a few birthdays this week. Calvin Carrick is tomorrow. Carolyn Walmsley and Elisa Summer. Calvin Carrick is also remembering his baptism tomorrow. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And then one final thing, I don't know if you remember, but last year on the fourth Sunday of Advent, which was also Christmas Eve, we invited everybody to come up and to say hello to Paul and Carolina through the camera, and we sang, "We Wish You a Merry Christmas." Well, we're going to do that again this morning to Paul and Carolina and to Bill and Dottie. And so here's the other instruction. We're going to sing the first verse, "We Wish You a Merry Christmas," and the second verse, "May peace wrap its arms around you. May peace wrap its arms around you." And then the very last part, "For Christmas this year." Got that? "May peace wrap its arms around you for Christmas this year." And then we'll say, "Everybody, we love you, Bill and Dottie. We love you, Paul and Carolina." Okay, you think we got it? Can we do it? All right, come on up, everybody.
Around you.
It meant so much to Paul and Carolina. Thank you. We're a family. We're a family. As you are finishing returning to your pews, let us prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude.
I'm interrupting, but on behalf of the congregation, all of you that help support the, some call bonuses, I like to call them Christmas gifts to the personnel of the church. First, Mary Davis has served us as an administrative assistant. Did she come forward for her Christmas gift? And also, we appreciate all they do, and by me being around the office with the treasury job now, there's a whole lot of work goes on. Most of you probably don't even know about. And our organist, the best we got, best person around, Judy Black. And of course, least of all, our pastor, Pastor Anna. Thank all of you.
I think I can speak on behalf of all of us that it is our joy and our honor to serve all of you here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. People of God, our prayer of confession and forgiveness this morning will use both our hearts and our bodies to pray. I invite you to join me in prayer, responding with actions. Let us pray. Friends, on the night of Jesus' birth, Mary and Joseph struggled to find a place to lay their heads. If you, like the people of Bethlehem, have ever withheld hospitality to those within reach, please cross your arms. On the night of Jesus' birth, the wise men traveled long and far trying to get to Jesus. If you have ever let your faith take a passive backseat position in your life, failing to take the steps necessary to deepen your faith, please bow your head. Joseph showed radical grace to Mary at a time when many would have shunned her in their disbelief. If you have ever failed to show grace to yourself or another, please close your eyes. Family of God, this is what sin feels like, being cut off from one another, in the dark, disconnected, and alone. However, God is faithful and merciful, and God's love never stops pursuing us. Therefore, if you, like the shepherds, have ever looked for God's love in the world, open your eyes. If you, like Mary, have ever treasured your neighbor as a gift from God, raise your head. If you, like Joseph, have ever forgiven yourself or someone else, uncross your arms and grab the hand next to you. And if your head is still bowed, your eyes still closed, or your arms still crossed, open and uncross them, for you are forgiven by the grace of God. Sisters and brothers, this is what the kingdom of God looks like. Heads up, eyes opened, connected, forgiven, known, and loved. Thanks be to God for a love like that. Amen. As the Cecils come up to light the Advent candles. I always get excited as the progression increases. Tonight I'll be sitting at my kitchen table, and when I was reading my devotions early on in Advent, I just had the light of one candle and two, and tonight it is going to be so bright with all four, because today we light the candle for love. But first, Kate and Cameron are going to help us light the candle for hope and for peace and for joy. And so we light one candle for love, because the world is broken and the wait is long, but love never ends. Love faithfully goes about the work of casting out fear, speaking truth, healing the deepest wounds, crossing the divide from this world to the next and back again. "Here I am," she whispers, "the servant of the Lord." And so we light one candle because it only takes one, Christ with us. Good job, guys. Pray by repeating after me. Good morning, God. Thank you for today.
Thank you for our
church.
And thank you for each other.
Thank you, Jesus,
that you always come to us,
that you give us hope and peace.
Joy and love.
And now bless our children
as they bring the gospel message this morning.
We love you, God.
Amen.
Have you heard about Little Miss Mary? Okay. Have you heard about Little Miss Mary? Not the one with the lamb or the one contrary, but the one who lived a long time ago. To begin this story, she will tell you more.
In the days just before taxes were due, a visitor came to me right out of the blue. An angel appeared, and there, standing tall, Gabriel gave me the news that started it all. "You're going to have a baby," he cried. I worried and I trembled. I shook and I sighed. But don't be afraid, he told me just then. God favors you, Mary, among women and men. How can this be? I asked the winged being. I couldn't believe what I was hearing and seeing. God's Spirit will help you. You will give birth. And the boy who is born, he will save the whole earth. Even though part of me wanted to run, I said, I am God's servant, so let this be done.
Donkey of old, the load that he carried was worth way more than gold. Other donkeys knew he wasn't the same. He will tell us now how he earned his donkey fame.
When I was young, Augustus was Caesar. Believe me, his census was not a crowd pleaser. We had to hightail it to our hometowns so the rulers could count on us and write our names down. To make their trip a bit quicker, of course, people saddle a donkey or camel or horse. Out of all the people, Mary's husband-to-be waltzed into the stable and picked little old me. We loaded up and left Galilee fast. Joseph was related to a king from the past. King David had been from a far-off land, so we all had to hoof it through grass, rock, and sand. It wasn't easy tracking through the dust. But my mind was made up to Bethlehem or bust.
Have you heard where the donkey stopped as Mary's belly was getting ready to pop? To fill you in, we'll now cut to the cow. She's the best one to tell you who, what, and how.
One dark night, I heard the clickety-clack of a donkey arriving and loosening his pack. A bearded man sauntered up to the inn and announced that he'd come to the land of his kin. We've got no room here, the innkeeper said. You can sleep in the stable. We don't have a bed. Mary came in and sat by the manger, and then after that, the night got even stranger. Joseph was pacing, his face in a frown, and Mary was hurting, so she had to lie down. We all stayed quiet, not even mooing, as everyone sensed something big was now brewing. And sure enough, when we woke up the next morn, we could see, plain as day, a baby had been born.
Have you heard about the dazed hillside flock who were greeted one night with the shock of all shocks? Here to tell it is a sheep from that field. Listen closely now, he's got a story to wield.
Back then, whenever it grew dark at night, the shepherds made sure to keep us all sheep in sight. They paced around to prevent any scares from lions or wolves or even big hairy bears. There I was standing in the dark pitch black when a ripple of buying broke out in the pack. Each sheep was staring straight up to the sky as a bright light and loud noise erupted on high. But the sheep were afraid, it was easy to hear, but the words that were said from the sky calmed their fears. Instead of letting us sheep sleep for a bit, they packed up our stuff and led us off on a trip. Soon we were all joined in odd celebration for one little baby who brought us salvation.
Have you heard how angels lit up the sky?
and delivered a message from our God on high. Hold on, I'm missing the... Which one are you, Conrad?
Shepherd.
You're the shepherd, okay. Have you heard that the men watching their sheep saw a light in the sky while the world was asleep? This guy tells you what the light was about and why they decided to pack up and head out.
We were carefully watching by night when the sheep began baaing and bleating in fright. It was the strangest thing we'd seen by far, every one of our sheep looking up at the stars. I saw one herder turn white as the snow. I thought, sure enough, I'd be the next one to go. I was pale as wool, my knees were shaking at the humming and drumming the sky was making. Then a voice cried out, "Do not be afraid." And before I could faint, an announcement was made. Something big was happening right down the road. To investigate more, we all packed up our loads. We rounded the herd, took off straight away, and flocked to the stable where the lone baby lay.
Have you heard how angels lit up the sky and delivered a message from our God on high? I could tell you about a night so good, but if anyone should tell you, an angel should.
It was dark and black all over the place, while you couldn't see your wing in front of your face. Then I appeared in God's glorious light, and those frightened shepherds almost died at the sight. "Good news," I said, "the Messiah is here." And that's when every last angel came out and appeared. We sang and praised God again and again, saying glory to God, peace and goodwill to men. But the shepherds didn't know what had just hit, but you should have seen how fast they got up and split. As soon as I'd said the last of the news, they were herding their sheep, grabbing staffs, coats, and shoes. After that night, it was just as you'd bet. They told the story to every person they met.
Have you heard of the camel from afar, trudging along to follow a big sparkly star? I could tell you and go out on a limb, but I think we ought to leave the story to him.
My master came in back home in the east. He said, "Let us get going, my trustworthy beast. The words of the ancients are coming true, and I'd like to be there to see it, wouldn't you?" To honor a king, the grandest of grand, he packed only the finest of things from our land. He piled up the gold, shiny and yellow, and the best myrrh that you could find for a fellow. There was frankincense too, with its rich scent, but I had no idea what all of these gifts meant. I knew this king must be worth the trouble, because my master and friends left town on the double. I knew something huge would happen that day. It was the only time that a star lit our way.
Have you heard of the group of men so wise they traveled to Jerusalem as the crow flies? I could take their story down from the shelf. Better yet, I'll have a wise man tell you himself.
We've been studying the sky late one night when one star became crazy, amazingly bright. It was a sign, a king was on his way, so we made plans to leave on that very same day. We rode to Jerusalem, miles and miles, to ask King Herod about the coming Christ child. The king called his priests and teachers of law, and he wasn't happy with what he heard and saw. From Bethlehem, town this ruler would rise. "Go," Herod told us, "find where the baby lies." We tracked the star to right over to the boy, and the hearts of wise men were filled with pure joy. God told us in dreams not to trust Herod. We never went back to the palace to share it.
Have you heard of Jesus' earthly dad? Joseph can tell you of the adventures he had. If you've been wondering when he'd take the scene, we won't delay. We'll now let him spill what he's seen.
When Mary's tummy first started to grow, there is one thing that happened you really should know. An angel told me, "Stay with sweet Mary. She's been given a gift from God she must carry. In Bethlehem, just as the others said, our baby was born with a manger for his bed. Shepherds did visit and wise men to boot, and angels whose voices were smooth as a flute. Yes, Herod wanted to hurt our new son, so we fled to Egypt, taking him on the run. God warned us to go again through a dream. He was always there watching over us, it seemed. Our son grew up to die and rise again, to complete God's great gift of goodwill for all men."
Now we have come to the baby so small, the one with the most important story of all. If there's just one story you make time to hear, let it be Jesus' story this Christmas, my dear.
The stories are true, what everyone saw. I was born in a stable, surrounded by straw, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger, among my family and an odd group of strangers. But more importantly, the rest is true, that I came out of God's love for each one of you. I am Emmanuel, God with you from birth, the awaited Messiah who shepherds the earth. John 10 says I came so you'd have full life. In John 16, I promised I'd overcome strife. I stood against wrong and set people free, preached good for the poor and helped blind people see. One thing to take from the story above is that mine is a story of absolute love, of hope and of truth, of life and of light. It's a story for all year, not just Christmas night. In all the hoopla, buying and selling, remember that this is the story worth telling.
Thank you. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Creating God, you have created everything that exists, the earth and all living things. Help us to take care of all animals and the environment. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of peace, you call us to love others and ourselves. Help those in authority rule with justice and peace, not greed or selflessness or violence. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Caring God, there are a lot of people struggling right now and a lot of people who are in need. Help us meet the needs of those around us in the practical ways. Please comfort those who are suffering in any way, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, John, Sandra, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Faithful God, your love is our hope. Help us at Holly Grove spread your faith and love around the world. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of light, we have been lighting Advent candles for several weeks to remind us that you are the light of the world. Help us to keep making room for Jesus in our hearts. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Comforting God, thank you for all the people who have died and that you have taken into your arms. Help us bring comfort to people who have lost loved ones. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your care. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to get up and move around a little bit, sharing the peace of Christ with one another. us pray together. God of wonder, we offer to you these humble gifts, signs of your goodness and mercy. Receive them with our gratitude, that through us, all people may know the riches of your love in Jesus. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant shed in my blood for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This is the Lord's table. Jesus is the host, and we are Christ's guests. Jesus welcomes everyone to come, to eat and be nourished, fed and forgiven. Visitors and children are welcome to receive communion. Those who do not wish to receive communion are welcomed forward to receive a blessing. Just cross your arms over your chest so that we will know. Gluten-free wafers and grape juice are available, and the pastor and the communion assistant will come to the pews if you're unable to come forward for communion to serve you. And now, in Christ's manger and at Christ's table, come. Come and see what God makes known for you.
Thank you.
For the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray together. Lord Jesus, you have fed us with your love. With the singing angels and the shepherds, send us to praise your name and tell the earth Jesus' story, so that all may know your love.
Amen.
The joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the Magi, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmastide. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, remain upon you always. Amen. Let us recite our mission statement together. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship, Christian education, and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Thank you. peace of a new boy Christ.
Thanks.